Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of the Superconscious Mind, and today is part four of how to manifest wealth and riches through the power of the mind for a full hour. Hi, I'm CJ Savage, also known as Cheryl Savage, and also known as the Hypnosis Queen, a certified hypnotherapist since 1991, and ordained minister, life coach, and past mental health specialist for the state of Illinois, where I resigned in 93 to open up my own hypnosis clinics. We have a lot of material to cover today, and the last show was short, and I apologize for that. I had other engagements, but I did not want to miss the show. So today we're going to do a full hour. I will move along very quickly. If for any reason you don't catch what I'm saying, or if it seems to be going too fast, it is recorded, and you should be able to go back and replay it. Thank you for joining me, and today we're going to continue from where we left off in the last show. On the last show, we talked about that most people think about more about what they don't love than what they do love. Most people think about and talk about more about what they don't love than what they do love, what they don't love, which means that they're giving out more negativity than love. And in doing so, they're inadvertently depriving themselves of all the good things in life. You were born to have an amazing life. And if you will stick with me on these shows, I'm going to take you down the path here. First, you're going to have to understand the mind and how it works, which is in the past shows. Then I teach you how to master the mind, which is to get rid of the negative thinking, which is simply wearing a thin rubber band on your wrist and snapping it if at any time you think or say anything that's bad, wrong, or negative. It is actually impossible to have a great life without love. People who have great lives think about and talk about what they love more than what they don't love. So if you are one that is struggling, then you are someone who is thinking and talking more about what you don't love than what you do love. Does that make sense? So if you have not learned to master the mind, then I would suggest that you go back to the past shows and do so. Today we're going to continue from where we left off. And just stick with me, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to be able to get you on the right path in your thinking and attracting into your life what it is that you do want instead of what you don't want. Also, it's a conference line. It is a conference line to start a mastermind group in which it will be open and it will be somewhat controlled so that when one wants to and needs to speak, they will. I will have all the details worked out on that by the next show, by next Saturday, or maybe before, if I do another one between. But it will enable you to get on a line and join a group of people to get the help and the support that you need and want in order to master or attract what it is that you really, really want. We're going to help you get there. It's free. There's no charge. There's no hitches or anything else. Okay, let's continue from where we left off. What you need to do is you need to learn to talk about what you love. When you talk about any difficulties with money, a relationship, an illness, or even the profits of your business are down, you're not talking about what you love. When you talk about a bad event in the news or a person or a situation that annoyed you or frustrated you, you're not talking about what you love. Talking about a bad day that you had, being late for an appointment, getting caught in traffic, or missing the bus are all talking about what you don't love. There are many little things that happen each day. If you get caught up in talking about what you don't love, every one of those little things brings more struggle and difficulty into your life. If you stick with us here, even if you're having a hard time comprehending this, even if it seems really difficult to understand or believe, if you stay with us here in this show, you're going to finally come to understand the how and the why and the what for. And by the way, I forgot to tell you that a lot of this material is coming from Rhonda Burns in The Magic and The Power. She's written She had the secret. She was involved in Secret. She actually is one of the co-writers, authors of that, of The Secret. She also then went on and wrote a book, The Magic, and then she wrote The Power. Also, I have an old manual by Charles Honnell that was written in 1912 called The Master Key System. And I think I told you about that on the last show, but it is a manual that I have been carrying around and reading for 4 years. When I first started reading it, I simply just didn't even understand it. It was not soaking in. I was having a hard time understanding it. But now it is crystal clear, and it makes perfect sense, every bit of it. But I like the way that Rhonda Byrne comes across and presents the material. Charles Honnell's was in more old language, so we're going to modernize this language through more with Rhonda Byrne, and this is a lot of hers, is give her credit. So you have to understand that when you think and you talk about what you don't love, then you're only going to attract more of it. And you also need to understand and remember that we talked about, this is very important, that love is energy. Love is pure energy. Love is a very powerful, positive force of energy. And it actually has an impact, a great impact on everything. Love is a very powerful, positive force of energy. Love is energy. It's pure energy. So you have to talk about the good news of the day. Talk about the appointment that went well. Talk about how you loved being on time. Talk about how good it is to be full of health, good health. Talk about the profits that you want your business to achieve. Talk about the situations and interactions you had in your day that went well. You have to talk about what you love to bring what you love to you. You have to talk about what you love or really, really, really like to bring what it is that you really, really want and really, really like. I did get a couple comments. I will say that I had a couple people that made the remark that they had a little bit of difficulty with the word love. They weren't comfortable with using it. You know, the only thing I can say to that is get over it. Just get over it and get used to the word and start using it frequently in your mind, in your thoughts, and in your talk. You know, instead of being late, talk about being late. Say, you know, I love to be on time. If you parrot, Rhonda Byrne says, if you parrot negative things and squawk about the things that you don't love, you are literally jailing yourself like a parrot in a cage. Every time you talk about what you don't love, you are adding another bar to the cage, and you are locking yourself away from all the good. People who have great lives talk more about what they love. By doing so, they gain unlimited access to all the good in life, and they are as free as the birds that soar in the sky. To have a great life, break the bars of the cage that is jailing you. Give love. Talk only about what you love, and love will set you free. I have always told you in these past shows that when you talk about something or someone that you really don't like, it's like you just drinking another drop of poison and hoping that the other person gets sick. They don't. They don't feel anything. But you do, and you are poisoning yourself. When you think and talk about how much you really don't like something or someone, especially when you hate someone, if you think hating someone is okay, and even if you think no one knows it, it's impossible to hate someone. You're only hating yourself. When you hate anything, you only hate yourself. And so when you do that, that thing or person doesn't feel anything. You do. You are poisoning yourself. How much poison can you drink before you get sick or die a horrible death? Really? You think not? You think that will happen? It will. Why are so many people sick? Why are so many more people sick today than what they were even 30 years ago? Because we have so much more negativity in this world. We are exposed to more negativity in this world today than what we were 30 years ago. I'm 57 years old. As a child, I rode my bike all through the country. I rode to town every day, 8 miles through the country, to go to the swimming pool. And then I rode back home, 8 miles back home, today, the parents and everybody else would worry about the child getting kidnapped, raped, mugged, whatever, nothing but horrible things. So there's just so much more negativity. There's so much more media that's exposed to the internet and TV. We have cable and satellite, so we get all this negative stuff. Every negative, wrong, bad thought that you think, words that you speak, and feelings that you feel affects every cell of your body. If you have not heard from, if you have not heard that from me before, I've said it 100 times. Every wrong, bad, negative thought that you think, words that you speak, and feelings that you feel, whenever you think a negative thought, then you're going to eventually say something negative. Even if you don't say anything negative, if you just have a very, very negative thought, then you're going to have negative feelings. It's cause and effect. It's the law of cause and effect. One affects the other. You cannot be thinking really bad negative thoughts and feel good. If you do, then you probably have a mental illness or something very wrong with you. When you think bad, wrong, negative thoughts, you're going to have bad, wrong, negative feelings, and this and what you feel affects every cell of your entire body. Remember the mind that I work with, the mind where all your power lies within you, the mind that's really important is your superconscious mind. It is the spiritual part of you, which is pure energy that entered into your body when you were actually sometime between the time that you were born and a few months after conception. So it filled up this physical body of yours, and it went into every single cell of your physical body. The mind is the spiritual part of you. It is in every single cell of your entire physical being. It's kind of like your spacesuit while you're here on a journey on Earth. Maybe you should take a little better care of that spacesuit, that physical body of yours. Treat it well, and it will carry you well through this journey while you're here. Some people take better care of their pets than they do themselves. I find that just fascinating. So just stop talking crap, stop gossiping about people, and you won't be a crap magnet. Okay, let's get back to Rhonda Byrne's message from The Power. Nothing is impossible for the force of love. No matter who you are, no matter what situation you may be facing, the force of love can set you free. I know a woman who through love alone broke the bars that caged her. She had been left in poverty and faced with bringing up her children by herself after years of a very abusive marriage. Despite the extreme hardship that she faced, this woman never allowed resentment, anger, or any ill feeling to take root inside of her. She never talked negatively about her ex-husband, but instead gave only positive thoughts and words about her dream of a new, perfect, beautiful husband and her dream of traveling to Europe. And even though she didn't have very much money, she didn't have hardly any money to travel, she actually applied for a passport and she bought small items that she would need on her dream trip to Europe. Well, she did meet her perfect and beautiful new husband, and after marrying, they moved to her husband's home in Spain overlooking the ocean, where she now lives in happiness. This woman refused to talk about what she didn't love, but instead she chose to give love and think and talk about what she loved. And in doing so, she set herself free from hardship and suffering and received a beautiful life. You can change your life because you have an unlimited ability to think and talk about what you love. So you have an unlimited ability to bring everything good in life to you. Did you hear what I said? You have an unlimited ability to think and talk about what you do love. And so, you have an unlimited ability to bring everything good in life to you. However, the power that you have is far greater than giving positive thoughts and words of the things that you love, because the law of attraction is responding to your thoughts and your feelings. You have to feel the love to harness its power. And I have talked about that so many times. There is a higher power. Call it what you want. I really don't care. There is still only one higher power that runs through this universe. Scientists call it source or source energy. Christians call it God. Sometimes I refer to it, most of the time I refer to it in my hypnosis sessions as the universal light of life's energy, to keep it on a very neutral ground for everyone. And I use that energy, source energy, God's energy, I use that in all my hypnosis, which makes my hypnosis pretty powerful. Okay, Rhonda Burns makes the points of power. She says, love is not weak, feeble, or soft. Love is the positive force of life. Love is the cause of everything positive and good. Everything you want to be, do, or have comes from love. The positive force of love can create anything good, increase the good things, and change anything negative in your life. Every day, in every moment, you make the choice whether to love and harness the positive force or not. The law of attraction is the law of love, and it is the law that is operating in your life. And the law of love is operating for everyone all the time, no matter what. Whatever you give out in life is what you receive back in life. Give positivity, you receive back positivity. Give negativity, you receive back negativity. Life doesn't happen to you. You receive everything in your life based on what you've given. You know, I've heard so many people in my life say things like, God's mad at me. God isn't mad at anybody. God doesn't get mad at anybody. They'll say, my life is crap. And then I tell them that they are a crap magnet. And I can almost see the words written across their forehead that says, out of order. Their thinking is out of order. So whatever you give out in life is what you receive back in life. Give positivity, you receive back positivity. Give negativity, you receive back negativity. Life doesn't happen to you. You receive everything in your life based on what you've given. Whether your thoughts and feelings are good or bad, they return as automatically and precisely as an echo. Have you ever stood there like in a metal building and yell out and your voice echoes through the building and repeats itself? Well, whether your thoughts and feelings are good or bad, they return as automatically and precisely as an echo. People who have great lives think and talk about what they love more than what they don't love. Talk about the good news of the day. Talk about what you love and bring what you love to you. You have an unlimited ability to think and talk about what you love. And so, you have an unlimited ability to bring everything good in life to you. Or you can do just the opposite. But if you do, then don't complain about it. Because you create your life, you attract into your life exactly what you think and feel. And remember I told you that this higher power that runs into and through everything responds to your feelings. Where do your feelings come from? Your feelings come from the words that you say. Your feelings come from the thoughts that you think. You have control over that. Love, because when you love, you are using the greatest power in the universe. Now, let's talk about these feelings. From the moment you are born, you are always feeling something, and so is every other person. You can stop your conscious thoughts when you're sleeping, but you can never stop feeling, because to be alive is to feel life. You are a feeling being to the core of you. And so it's no accident that every part of your human body is created so you can feel life. You have the sense of sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch so that you can feel everything in life. They are feeling senses, because they enable you to feel what you see, feel what you hear, feel what you taste, feel what you smell and touch. Your entire body is covered with a finer layer of skin, which is a feeling organ, so you can feel everything. How you feel at any one moment is more important than anything else, because how you feel right now is creating your life, and you are creating your life every moment you are awake, every moment that you are conscious. Your feelings are the fuel. Now, Now, Rhonda Byrne says your thoughts and words have no power at all in your life without your feelings. You think so many thoughts in a day that don't amount to anything because many of your thoughts don't elicit a strong feeling within you. It's what you feel that matters. Imagine your thoughts and words as being like a rocket ship. Like a rocket ship, and your feelings as the fuel. A rocket ship is a stationary vehicle. They can't do anything without fuel, because the fuel is the power that lifts the rocket ship. It's the same with your thoughts and words. Your thoughts and words are vehicles. They can't do anything without your feelings, because your feelings are the power of your thoughts and words. If you think, I can't stand my boss, that thought is expressing a very strong negative feeling you have about your boss. And when you do that, you're giving out that negative feeling. As a consequence, your relationship with your boss will continue to get worse. If you think, I work with some fabulous people in my job, then those words are expressing the positive feeling that you have about the people that you work with, and you're giving out positive feeling. As a consequence, your relationships with your work colleagues will continue to get better. Now, you could only have good feelings or bad feelings. Like everything else in life, your feelings can be either positive or negative. You have good feelings or bad feelings. All good feelings come from love. And all negative feelings come from the lack of love. The better you feel, like when you feel joyful, the more love you give out. And the more love you give, the more you receive. It's the universal law, the law of cause and effect. What you give, you receive. The worse you feel, like when you feel despair, the more negativity you give out. And the more negativity that you give, the more negativity you receive back in life. The reason you feel so bad with negative feelings is because love is the positive force of life, and the negative feelings don't have much in them. The better you feel, the better life gets. The worse you feel, the worse life gets, until you change how you feel. And you have control over how you feel. Joyce Myers always said, if you want to change your life, you have to start by changing your thinking. And when you change your thinking, you will change the way you feel. Now, how do you change the way you think? Well, again, go back to, it's something as simple as what you're doing is changing or breaking a bad pattern of behavior. Because bad, wrong, negative thinking is nothing other than a bad habit. And bad habits can be broken. And a simple way to break a bad habit, like bad, wrong, negative thinking, is simply wear a very thin rubber band on your wrist, and every time you have a bad, wrong, or negative thought, snap that rubber band on the underside of your wrist. It needs to be a very thin rubber band that you can wear very comfortably, but be very honest with yourself. And every time you have a thought that is not good and positive, then snap that rubber band on the underside of your wrist and immediately replace it with a good thought. Now, instead of trying to always come up with something good to think about, every time you do that, you can just simply replace it with a good positive affirmation and put some real momentum into it. Something like, every day in every way I am getting better and better. Try saying that about 20 times until you're screaming it to the heavens. And tell me how you feel after you scream that out compared to how you felt before you start screaming it out. It changes all the energy in your body. It boosts your immune system. It changes the cellular structure in your cells. If you do that, if you wear a rubber band on your wrist, 30 to 60 days, your life can do a 360. It will do a 360 if you're honest with yourself and you do that consistently. Now, wherever you go, whether it's at work or around family, friends, socializing, or anything else, you have to be sure and tell people why you're wearing the rubber band. And then permit them to snap the rubber band in case you should say anything that is not positive. They have permission to snap it for you should you forget. They become your support group, and they stop thinking bad, wrong, negative thoughts, and they stop talking that way as well. Of course, if they like you, they will. So, to break a bad habit, get that rubber band on your wrist and start snapping it when you have a bad, wrong, negative thought. If you have enough bad, wrong, negative thoughts, eventually you're going to get sick. And that usually is the case. You show me someone who has cancer, and I will show you someone that has had a very bad experience in their life, a bad experience that they won't let go of. And little things that remind them of it just brings ill feelings all over again, or anger, or depression, or despair. So they have not learned to let go of it. When you wear the rubber band and you stop the bad, wrong, and negative thoughts, then you are learning to master the mind. When you master the mind and become in control of your mind, then your mind stops mastering you. And you can get rid of the depression and get rid of the anger, and you have to start forgiving. Forgive people who have hurt you. I have a whole show on forgiveness. If you have not heard it, go back and listen to it. It can change your life dramatically for the better. When you feel good, your thoughts are automatically good too. You cannot feel good and have negative thoughts at the same time. Likewise, it's impossible for you to feel bad and have good thoughts at the same time. And if you do, something is very wrong. How you feel is an exact reflection, a precise measure to the finest degree of what you are giving out in any moment. Think about that statement for just a couple of minutes. And think about it very carefully. How you feel is an exact reflection, a precise measure to the finest degree of what you are giving out in any moment. So if you don't like what's coming at you in life, I mean, if you're hitting a deer in the road, you crashed your car, house caught on fire, the bills are pouring in, the car is breaking down, your friends are mad at you, then pay attention to what it is that you're thinking about. Pay attention to what you're feeling. And, you know, I know that some of you are out there saying, but you don't know all the terrible things that's happened to me. How am I supposed to be thinking good, positive thoughts when all this bad stuff's happening to me? Well, the bad stuff will stop happening when you start thinking good, positive thoughts. You've got to get control. And it is not what happens to you that's nearly as important as how you treat what happens to you. You know, somebody can go through a bad divorce. I mean, they were wronged, and they were hurt, they were abused, or whatever the case may be. But then, here's an analogy of that situation. It's kind of like they drive, get in their car to go through life, and their rear view mirror is so large they can't see out the windshield where they're going, because all they can see is a reflection of their past. So they'd never get married again. They would never get married again because of all the horrible things that happened to them in the last marriage, and they'll tell you all the reasons what happened to them in the last marriage that gives them reason to not get married again, which is crap. So how you feel is an exact reflection, a precise measure to the finest degree of what you're giving out in any moment. If you want to receive the good, then you have to put out the good feelings, the good thoughts. When you feel good, you don't have to be concerned about anything else, because your thoughts, words, and actions will be good. Simply by feeling good, you are guaranteed to be giving love. And all of that love must come back to you. Good means good. Most people understand how it feels to feel good or really bad, but don't realize that they are living with negative feelings a lot of the time. People think that feeling bad means feeling extreme negativity, such as sadness, grief, and anger, or fear. And while feeling bad does include all those feelings and negative feelings come in many degrees, of course. But if you just feel okay most of the time, you may think that feeling okay is a positive feeling because you don't feel really bad. If you think that just feeling okay most of the time, you think is maybe more positive than negative because you don't feel really bad. But if you have been feeling really bad and now you feel okay, then most certainly feeling okay is far better than feeling really bad, right? But feeling okay most of the time is a negative feeling, because feeling okay is not feeling good. So let's get that clear, because if you have been feeling really, really bad, badly, if you have been feeling, I got to get a drink. If you have been feeling really, really badly, and now you're not feeling really badly, so you think, well, I'm feeling okay, and that's far better than feeling really, really bad. But feeling okay most of the time is a negative feeling, because feeling okay is not feeling good. And feeling good means feeling really good. Good feelings mean you're happy, you're joyful, you're excited, enthusiastic, or passionate. When you're feeling okay, average, or you're not feeling anything much at all, then your life will be okay, average or not much at all. That is not a good life, and good feelings mean you feel really good, and feeling really good is what brings a really good life. Now, for this is like a scolding, and take it for whatever you want. But all that being said, then what does that say for those who are constantly living on constant doses of pain medication, tranquilizers, sedatives, etc.? If you are using these drugs and you're using high doses and you don't even really need them, okay, if you just fell and shattered your hip, then you definitely need pain medication because you have a reason to use them. But so many people get pain medications for a reason, and then after the reason is really exhausted, they're still wanting pain medication because it just numbs them and it just makes them feel okay. Now they no longer feel bad. So they find all kinds of reasons to keep getting the pain medications or the tranquilizers because their life is in turmoil or crap all the time. Or sedatives to sleep with. They just want to escape from the world. If you're using these drugs, you know for yourself deep down if you really need these, or are you just dependent on them? Because if you are, you really cannot feel. And if you cannot feel, you cannot really feel good. Feel really, really good. You're just getting by, and if you're just getting by, then your life will just be okay or average or not much at all, like I just said. So if you really want to feel joyful, then you need to clean up your system, get rid of all the toxins, the medications. If you're not needing them and you've just become dependent on them, then you can start weaning yourself off of them. Now, like I said, I'm not giving medical advice, because if you have a medical reason to take drugs, that's totally beside the point. I'm talking about those people who have just simply become dependent on medications because they want to escape from the world. And if you're just wanting to escape and not feel anything, and just sleep your way through life and just try to stay asleep most of the time because it's an escape, then you're not feeling any good feelings at all. When you're feeling joyful, you're giving joy, and you receive back joyful experiences, joyful situations, and joyful people wherever you go. But again, if you're not really feeling anything, even if you're medicated, then if you become numb to the world, then you're not really feeling much at all. And then your life will just be okay or average or really not much at all. As Rhonda Byrne says, when you're feeling joyful, you are giving joy and you will receive back joyful experiences, joyful situations, and joyful people wherever you go. From the smallest experience of your favorite song playing on the radio to bigger experiences of receiving a pay raise. All the circumstances you experience are the law of attraction responding to your feeling of joy. And when you're feeling irritated, you're giving irritation, and you'll receive back irritating experiences, irritating situations, and irritating people wherever you go. From the small irritation of a mosquito to the bigger irritation of your car breaking down, all of these experiences are the law of attraction responding to your irritation. Every good feeling unites you with the force of love, because love is the source of all good feelings. Feelings of enthusiasm, excitement, and passion come from love. And when you feel any of them consistently, they give you a life filled with enthusiastic, exciting, and passionate things. You can harness the power of a good feeling to the fullest by turning up its volume. To turn up the volume of a feeling, take charge of it and deliberately intensify it so you feel as good as you can. To amplify enthusiasm, revel in the feeling of enthusiasm. Milk the feeling for all that you can by feeling it intensely. When you feel passion or excitement, revel in those feelings and intensify them by feeling them as deeply as you can. The more you amplify your good feelings, the greater the love you give. And the results you will receive back in your life will be nothing short of spectacular. When you're feeling any good feeling, you can also amplify it by looking for things that you love. I have to tell you that one of my granddaughters' favorite things to play, favorite things to do, it's a game that my granddaughter loves to play, and that is that we tell what we love. And this is more so maybe sometimes when my mother is not happy. She's getting elderly, and so sometimes she's not real happy. She worries about things terribly. And so my six-year-old granddaughter would say, let's play a game and tell what we love. Now, what we do is we have to tell something that we love and why we love it. But when we go around the table, if one person has said, I love my home, the next person cannot say that. Everything has to be different. And people just keep coming up with all kinds of things that they love. And sometimes we laugh and laugh, especially when someone says, I love the way I look. I'm grateful that I'm a good looking person, and we just all laugh because, well, they are, but it just sounds funny. Rhonda Byrne says, I counted the things I love nonstop, one after another, my family, my friends, home, flowers in the garden, the weather, the colors, situations, events, and things that I love that happened during the week, the month, or the year. I kept listing everything I love in my mind until I felt amazing. It's the same thing as being grateful. If you start being grateful and you start listing, just start it the first thing in the day. When you get up in the day, as you're getting ready, start listing mentally, or maybe before you get out of bed. And that's what I do. Before I wake up, before I actually get out of bed, I'll go through a list and I start naming the things I'm grateful for, the things I love. And it raises my vibrational frequency way up. And it makes me feel really good and really happy and enthusiastic and exciting about starting the day. So Rhonda Byrne says to do the same thing. She says, I counted the things I love nonstop, one after another. She names all these things. And what's it do? It amplifies the good feelings. And you can do it anywhere at any time. Remember, it's not what happens to you that's nearly as important as how you treat what happens to you. Now, I'll tell you, here's the situation. Last night, I went to a wheat roast, and I had my purse, and right sitting on top of my purse, which I didn't realize, was my glasses, my reading glasses, in a case. I'm walking along, and as I do, my glasses fell out, and they hit the floor, and just as they did, as they're kind of in midair before they actually hit the floor, a small child, age of 5 years old, comes running through the room and pretty much kicks it like football. Well, first I went, oh, no! You know, because, I mean, they're my good glasses. And so I was like, oh, no. And then I remembered, oh, no, it's not what happens. It's nearly as important as how I treat it. And she, when I said, oh, no, she looked totally startled and frightened and scared. And I said to her, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Did my glasses get in your way? And I smiled and I laughed. I said, I'm so sorry. They fell in my purse right in front of you. I said, are you okay? She looked and smiled and nodded her head yes, because what's done is done. It didn't really make any difference. And I was just really glad that she was okay and not hurt or upset by kicking my glasses like a football. But actually, because I had really good positive feelings, I changed it, which instantly started to go, oh, but I changed it to, oh, you know, it's okay and everything's fine and I'm glad you're okay, to when I went to pick up the glasses, they were perfectly fine. There was nothing wrong with them. They seemed fine. Had I think I got upset, they probably would have fallen apart in my hands when I picked them up. So it's how the universe brings things to you. Is basically not what happens to you, but how you treat what happens to you. Your feelings can have a totally different outcome on any situation, remember that. Your feelings reflect what you're giving. You can, Rhonda Burns, back to Rhonda Burns, you can tell right now in the major areas of your life whether you've been giving more good feelings or more bad feelings. How you feel about each subject in your life, such as money, health, your job, and every individual relationship, is an exact reflection of what you have been giving out on each subject. When you think about money, your feelings reflect what you are giving about money. If you feel bad when you think about money because you don't have enough, you must receive back negative circumstances and experiences of not having enough money, because that is the negative feeling that you're giving. When you think about your job, your feelings tell you what you're giving out about your job. If you feel good about your job, you must receive back positive circumstances and experiences in your job, because that is the positive feeling you're giving. When you think about your family, health, or any subject that is important to you, your feelings tell you what you're giving. So when you think about or talk about your family, your health, or any subject, pay very close attention to your feelings. And if they're not good feelings, then they're bad feelings. There's an old saying from a New Thought author: be careful of your moods and feelings, for there is an unbroken connection between your feelings and your visible world. That would be Nedville Goodard. Life isn't happening to you. Life is responding to you. How many times have we told you that? And if you go back to one of my old shows on the universal laws, that will explain to you. Life doesn't happen to you. It is responding to you. Life is your call. Every area of your life is your call. You are the creator of your life. Some people think, oh, no, because you're not God. Yes, you are. As in Psalms, it says, be still and know that I am God. And I explain who you are. So if you understand who you are and that you are a spiritual being that came into this world to have a physical experience, you are an eternal being, an eternal being. You are an immortal being, pure energy that came to this world, entered into a physical body to have a temporary physical experience, which we will call your journey here on earth. Your life here is only temporary, and then you return back home where you came from. Every area of your life is your call. So if you understand that you are the creator of your life, then you understand that you are a spiritual being, which is a part of this higher power, this called source energy, call it God, God's energy, whatever you want to call it. You are a part of that, and the part of that is in you. So the Bible says the universe is within you. You are in the universe, and the universe is within you. That is a higher power. You are a part of that. You are not separate. We are all connected here. You are the creator of your life. That is a fact. You are the writer of your own life story. You are the director of your life movie. You understand it? Do you get it yet? You decide what your life will be by what you give out. Now, it's taken most of my life to really understand that and comprehend it and now act upon it. In the last few years, I've actually started to accept that and believe it. Now I'm actually able to act upon it. And I have gotten phenomenal responses. So there are infinite levels of good feelings that you can feel, which means there's no end to the heights of the life that you can receive. There are also many levels of bad feelings that become increasingly negative. But with bad feelings, there is a bottom limit beyond which you can't endure, which forces you to choose good feelings again. Have you ever seen someone hit rock bottom? They say, you know what? The good thing about hitting rock bottom is there's nowhere to go but up. Well, that explains that right there. There are many levels of bad feelings that become increasingly negative, but with bad feelings, there is a bottom limit beyond which you can't endure, which forces you to choose good feelings again. Do you have to go back up? It's not a fluke or an accident that good feelings feel amazing and that bad feelings feel really bad. Love is the supreme ruling power of life, and it calls you and attracts you through your good feelings, so you will live the life that you are meant to live. Love also calls you through your bad feelings because they tell you that you are disconnected from the positive force of life. Everything is about how you feel. Everything. Everything in life is about how you feel. Every decision you make in life is based on how you feel. The single motivating power of your entire life is your feelings. Whatever you want in life, you want it because you love it and because it will make you feel good. Whatever you don't want in life, you don't want because it will make you feel bad. However, when people focus more on what they don't love than what they do, what do? They start attracting things that they don't want and don't love. And then they can't understand why they're getting all this negative stuff coming at them. You want health because it feels good to be healthy and it feels bad to be sick. You want money because it feels good to buy and do the things that you love, and it feels bad when you can't. You want happy relationships because they make you feel good, and difficult relationships make you feel bad. You want happiness because happiness feels good, and to be unhappy feels bad. All the things that you want are motivated by the good feelings that they will give you. And how do you receive the good things that you want in life? With good feelings. Dollars that you want, health wants you. Happiness wants you. All the things that you love want you. They are bursting to come into your life, but you have to give good feelings to bring them to you. You don't have to battle and struggle to change the circumstances of your life. All you have to do is to give love through good feelings, and what you want will appear. Your good feelings harness the force of love, the power to everything good in your life. Your good feelings tell you this is the way to what you want. Your good feelings tell you that when you feel good, life will be good. But you have to give good feelings first. Now, some people think, well, you know what? If I had a lot of money, I'd feel really good. Well, the fact is, you have to feel good first, and if you do, then the good things will come, and you will have more money. But when you keep focusing on the lack of money or the lack of anything, then you're going to attract more lack. Do you understand that? When you think about money, your feelings reflect what you are giving about money. If you feel bad when you think about money because you don't have enough, you must receive back negative circumstances and experience of not having enough money because that is the negative feeling you're giving. When you think about your job, your feelings tell you what you're giving about your job. If you feel good about your job, you must receive back positive circumstances and experiences in your job because that is the positive feeling that you're giving. When you think about your family, health, or any subject that is important to you, your feelings tell you what you're giving. Everything is about how you feel. Life is happening to you. I mean, life isn't happening to you. Life is responding to you. Life is your call. Every area of your life is your call. You are the creator of your life. That's a fact. There are infinite levels of good feelings that you can feel. Infinite levels. And you can create those levels. It's not a fluke or an accident that good feelings feel amazing and bad feelings feel really bad. Love is the supreme ruling power of life, and it calls you and attracts you through your good feelings. So you will live the life you are meant to live. Love also calls you through your bad feelings because they tell you that you are disconnected from the positive force of life. Everything is about how you feel. Everything is about how you feel. Every decision you make in your life is based on how you feel. The single motivating power of your entire life is your feelings. Whatever you want in life, you want it because you love it and because it will make you feel good. Whatever you don't want in life, you don't want it because it will make you feel bad. You want good health because it feels good to be healthy and it feels bad to be sick. You want money because it feels good to buy and do the things that you love, and it feels bad when you can't. You want happy relationships because they make you feel good, and difficult relationships make you feel bad. You want happiness because happiness makes you feel good, and to be unhappy makes you feel bad. All the things that you want are motivated by the good feelings that they give you. And how do you receive the good things that you want in life? Good feelings. Dollars, health, happiness wants you. All the things that you love want you. And that goes back to the old saying, what you seek also seeks you. Same thing, good or bad, positive or negative, what you seek seeks you. What you focus on expands. But these good things are bursting to come into your life, but you have to give good feelings to bring them to you. You don't have to battle and struggle to change the circumstances of your life. All you have to do is give love through good feelings, and what you want will appear. Your good feelings harness the force of love, the power to everything good in life. Your good feelings tell you this is what the way to what you want. Your good feelings tell you that when you feel good, life will be good. But you have to give good feelings first. Don't think I'll be happy when the kids are through college. Don't think I will be happy when we have more money, or I'll be happy when I can travel. I'll be happy when my business is a success. You will never have those things because your thoughts are defined the way love works. They're defined the law of attraction. If you think that you're going to get these things first to be happy, it doesn't work that way. You have to be happy first and give happiness to receive happy things. It can't happen any other way, because whatever you want to receive in life, you must give it first. You are in command of your feelings. You're in command of your love. And the force of love will give back to you whatever that you give out. Now, we're going to run out of time here in just a few minutes. I'm going to tell you that you can go to my blog talk, or I'm sorry, you can go to my blog, which is thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. That's thehypnosisqueen, thehypnosisqueen.blogspot. That's blogspot, blogspot.com. And on there, you will find where you can download a hypnosis audio, which is Become Rich and Wealthy with the Law of Attraction with Hypnosis, which will help you if you download that, or you can order it in the physical form, actually, if you want it. But you can download it actually right now for only $9.99. You can find it on cdbaby.com/artist/ CJ Savage. You will find that on CD Baby. You can download it for $9.99 right now and listen to that daily. Then you can keep your mind focused on what it is that you really want, which takes you through the mind steps, guiding you in a meditation. It's actually hypnosis that I would suggest that you listen to it once a day, maybe even when you just go to bed. If you don't have any other time to listen to it, then you can listen to that and focus on attracting what it is that you really want in your life. You can email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. Actually, I'm on live chat right now, and I have some people on there. You can join me on live chat. If you have any questions, you can email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com, or you can text me at 217-473-5412. We will continue next week, and to finish off this day today, I'm going to give you the points of power. How you feel in any one moment is more important than anything else, because how you feel right now is creating your life. Your feelings are the power of your thoughts and words. It's what you feel that matters. All good feelings come from love. All negative feelings come from a lack of love. Every good feeling unites you with the force of love, because love is the source of all good things. Amplify your good feelings by thinking about all the things that you love. Count the things you love nonstop, one after the other. Keep listing everything you love until you feel amazing. And it works every single time. If you can't focus on that with mentally with your own mind, then get out a pen and paper and start making a list. And then when you start, if you should start feeling badly, then simply pull that list out and start going over in your mind what it is that you love, what you're grateful for, what you're really thankful for. Is it your eyesight, the fact that you have two legs that you can walk on, a vehicle that you can get around in, a job that you have to go to, money to pay for the things that you want and need in life, the essentials in life, the food that's on the table that feeds you and nourishes you, the heat that keeps you warm? Is it the sun that shines and gives you a bright, sunny, beautiful day? Is it God? Because God's top of my list, and my health, my family. The things that you love, if you focus on them and think about what you love and why you're grateful for them, you're going to find that you will raise your vibrational frequency and you will start feeling better. And if that's not working, then use an affirmation, something such as, every day in every way, I am getting better and better. Now, if you have poor health for any reason, if your health is not what I'd call really good, then you might want to use an affirmation, something such as, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, happy, and rich. Or I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. If you want to focus on just your health, then use that affirmation. If you want to focus on your health and your finances, then happy and rich. I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, happy, and rich. Say that over and over until you feel it, until you feel really good. The next point of power by Rhonda Byrne is, how you feel about each subject in your life is an exact reflection of what you have been giving out on each subject. Life isn't happening to you. Life is responding to you. Every subject of your life is your call, and you make the call on everything in life by what you give. There are infinite levels of good feelings that you can feel, which means there is no end to the heights of life you can receive. All the things that you love want you. Dollars want you. Health wants you. Happiness wants you. Don't struggle to change the circumstances of your life. Give love through your good feelings, and what you want will appear. You have to give good feelings first. You have to be happy first and give happiness and receive happy things. To receive happy things. Whatever you want to receive in life, you must give first. And I know some of you think, yeah, well, it's kind of hard to be happy or give out happy feelings if you have all this crap going on. But this crap going on is because that's what you're putting out. And so you're attracting that same like energy back into your life. Happiness comes from within. You know, all the money in the world, all the beautiful, wonderful, shiny trinkets and diamonds and electronics and all that can bring you happiness, of course, but it's only temporary. It's not permanent. So real happiness, real, true, genuine happiness comes from within, and only you can create it, and only you can make yourself happy. You cannot depend on other things or other people to make you happy, because if you are, you are deceiving yourself. Next week, we're going to talk about your feeling frequencies, and you can receive it. We're going to talk about vibrational frequencies and feeling frequencies and how to get control of that. I thank you for joining me, and I ask that you send me an email or text message if you're interested in joining our mastermind group, which will be live online. It will start as an open telephone conference, a conference call. We'll start with that, and then we'll go to webinars and teleseminars and those kind of things. So if you're interested, simply email me, drop me a line that you'd like to join the mastermind group of VIPs. It is available for anyone who wants to join it, who'd like to have the help and support. We will help and support each other in achieving and receiving the things that we really, really want and our goals. Thank you for joining us, and see you on the next show.